This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, 607.
It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. I am Tanner Schwint. That's Brian Carey. Angel Padilla doing the production work today. And interesting development in the whole George Santos situation. Did you see this? This lawyer came out yesterday and said that the indicted New York Republican would risk going to jail to protect the identities of the people who co-signed the $500,000 bond enabling his pre-trial release. The lawyer, Joseph Murray, urged a judge to deny a request by news outlets to unseal the names of Santos' bond surrogates or guarantors, suggesting they could suffer great distress, including possible job losses and physical harm if they're identified publicly. So it's looking like George Santos could be actually doing some jail time here, Brian.
Well, it was his choice, right? He said he'd rather go to jail than that.
He would rather go to jail than unearth the names of the people who made sure he didn't go to jail.
Well, I'm sure when he gets out, we'll hear all about Alcatraz, how he escaped from it with Clint Eastwood, swam across it, evaded some sharks, poked him in the eye, and
yeah.
And then there was this whale and a kid named Jonah, and then he got in there too. Yeah, why not?
That's
yeah,
about
he
right.
He says that now.
Yeah,
until it comes down to it, and then we'll see.
One of the stories that caught my attention, we just saw Danny Masterson, of course, found guilty of two counts of rape. Well, now Cuba Gooding Jr. faces the start of civil trial. So this is just civil trial. This isn't criminal trial in rape case as well. The accusations that he raped a woman in a New York City hotel a decade ago, an encounter that he contends was consensual after the two met at a nearby restaurant. This is where it's so tough. You want to believe the victim, you want to believe everything that comes out, but when you see these people who have this much money, you know that there can always be an ulterior motive. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in civil court.
Yeah, I'd heard about this one a while back. That's been in the works for a while. So
yeah, it's starting today. The trial is so interesting there. But like I said, there big difference between, in my mind at least, between civil and criminal, and for obviously these actors as well, because still have not seen the...
It's easier to get civil.
Yeah, it is.
It is, because you can actually be heard sometimes, and the other court can be a little bit different.
Yeah, that's exactly
we'll see.
Right.
What a nice lighthearted topic to begin the day with. That's nice. Come rolling in a couple minutes ago. I'm going to come in and let's talk about some of those disturbing cases right away. Let's get that out of the way, and then we'll do rhymes with...
Yeah, I know that's where you come in, my man. The Pope was briefly hospitalized for two tests.
Tests
2 months after bronchitis. But he's good. He returns to the Vatican. He's all good.
He's a tough dude.
Anytime you see the Pope go to the hospital, that's what just makes the headlines. But they did quickly announce that he's all good. He's back at the Vatican.
Is he retiring?
When did we get Pope Francis?
Well, there had been rumors a while back that he was thinking of it.
Angel, can you see when Pope Francis?
It's like 2013.
Okay, so it's been 10 or so years. It's been a decade or so.
You ever seen that movie about him with Anthony Hopkins as the previous pope?
Mm-mm.
And the whole story of him and him becoming pope and so forth. Fascinating story. There's an incredible movie. I think it was called The Two Popes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched it. That is something I haven't. I don't pay as much attention to as I should. But he is all good there. And then we do see former VP Mike Pence file paperwork to launch his 2024 presidential bid in entering this GOP.
I believe there's
filled.
I can't remember how many. Is there a dozen now, or is it? It's
there's
getting up there.
There's going to be 94 of them by the time the first
Chris
debate
Christie
happens.
Christie announces today or tomorrow, I believe, as
right.
well in New Hampshire. I was just reading Liz Cheney not ruling out a third party thing.
Yeah.
That was brought up yesterday, and I don't know how deep or serious any of that is, but the field definitely getting to be a little more populated.
Yeah, and let's talk about that at some point today. It's good to have choices, but do choices just make us go back to where we were at beforehand? Does it say, okay, the evil I know is less than the evil I don't? So let's talk about that and what that means for who's going to be rolling through this.
Yeah, it's an easy answer.
I disagree with you.
Yeah, I know
you do.
It's a
big surprise there.
We'll throw down. But give me all the more choices there are. There's got to be somebody.
And in principle, I agree with you. I agree with you. But the end result, the net result of it, I don't think is what you're going to be hoping for.
You're wrong.
I hope so.
You're wrong.
And then the Hollywood Actors Guild votes to authorize strike as the writers' strike continues on. This is going on to 2, 3, 4 weeks now that this has been going on. I know some of those late night shows have had to stop what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How long does this have to go, Brian, before we really, really start seeing the effects of this in terms of movie releases and stuff like that?
Another couple of months.
Yeah.
This summer.
It's got to drag out.
Because there's still projects that are there you won't really notice until another, I'm guessing, several months, because there are a lot of things in the can. So it's the creating the new stuff.
Well, I would have to imagine that, I mean, I know the purpose of the union. I'm not a big fan of unions, but doesn't this give up-and-coming writers a chance to break through if they cross that, not cross that line, but if they're maybe not in the guild yet?
Well, just like when the NFL would go on strike, right, and they could bring in the replacement players to do that. Yeah, you bring them in, but how many stuck? You know,
right.
One or two. So, yeah.
I would say there's more great writers out there than great football players, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's a skill that I think a lot of people do have now. Are they the great of the great of the great? Probably not yet. But this could open up some opportunities for some new people to step in.
If we had that many good writers right now, we'd have better things to watch.
That's true. It wouldn't all just be, hey, Superman 47.
Right now, there's about four people. You know, Taylor Sheridan and a few others, you know, who are making things that are worth a grab. We're going to see. What you will see is probably an influx of more reality-type shows.
Oh, good.
You don't need a writer for a game show that much.
Right.
You don't need a writer for, you know, a reality TV. You can't tell me there's a script to The Bachelor or things like that.
There's a little bit of a script to The Bachelor, actually.
Just for the host to say a thing or two.
Yeah.
But for the most part, those type of shows, I think, could go on.
Well, and the union voted yesterday to authorize a strike if they don't agree on a new contract with major studios, streamers, and production companies by June 30th. We've got a new deadline to watch. We got the debt ceiling done.
Somebody's pocketbook is going to be affected shortly in a major studio, and that's going to force the hand.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly will. Brian, what did you have your eyes on last night with no sports on last night?
I was watching Letterkenny.
Did you dive in?
I've been in for a while.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, my daughter found it, too.
Good.
But no, that's what... I was watching TV the other day, you know. So,
that's right.
Yeah, that's, and I can't say there was, that's epic writing. But I,
well, yeah. Wayne is the, and I can't remember the actor's name.
Jared Leto or something
Yeah. He's the writer and director on that.
So yeah,
he stars in it,
up.
And he's the writer on it. But the first couple seasons, I think, are fantastic of that show.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's horribly wrong
on so many levels.
But I was giggling at that. just talking, we've been doing some moving.
We have been getting ready to
head to our new digs. And mm-hmm. I was sitting at home last night, and I'm thinking about, okay, what should I have in the office? You know, all that. And I went, oh, I forgot my damn cow picture on the wall at work. So that's the first thing I did when I got here. I got my little Scottish Highlander.
Yes.
I got my picture of him, and he's ready to go to the new place. Also, Father's Day is not far away.
Right.
It's just next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. You need some weird Father's Day gift ideas? I'll have those for you a little bit later on.
I'm looking forward to that. I know that's next weekend. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. So
yeah, I think I said that.
We're closing in on it. I was just reminding myself here. Noob texting, and what do you mean no sports on last night? The Stanley Cup playoffs were on. No, there was no sports on last night.
Yeah,
the Golden Knights scored a touchdown, and the Florida Panthers got a safety at some point.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's 7-2.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the Golden Knights are going to roll through this. I mean, Florida.
Sorry to hockey fans. I forgot about hockey since the Avalanche left. I paid attention a little bit. I know it's in the finals, but I can't care.
No, I can't either. That's like that's the equivalent of texting and say, "Hey, the dart championship was on last night." Oh, sorry. And flip over to ESPN Diocho to watch that.
No, I'll admit I love watching hockey. I'll get that the playoffs are great, but once the Avalanche were eliminated this year, I lost interest more than I have in any past season.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. I've been very open about that. Like, I just dove into hockey a couple years ago, and it was just with the Avs. So it's not like I'm going to just turn on and watch two teams I don't care about.
No, there's always pickleball on TV.
There is.
It was actually on over the weekend.
Always pickleball on the TV. Tell me you didn't watch pickleball this weekend.
Look, hey, tell me you haven't watched Cornhole.
I haven't.
Really?
Really?
Angel, ever watch Cornhole or pickleball on TV?
He's nodding his head no.
No, that's not a good radio thing, but yeah, I'll take that. That's next, we're going to have belly dancers in here. It's going to be awesome. I can hardly wait.
Oh, boy. We've got a fun show lined up.
We have no idea what we're doing, so don't even act like you do.
Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest, will be on at 7:35. At 8:35, Dr. Anderson and Adam Carricker are supposed to schedule to join us from OCR. Dr. Anderson from OCR, and Adam Carricker was on with Brady Hole yesterday and talking about his camp coming up in June. So it's going to be a lot of fun talking with those guys at 8:35 this morning here on June 6th. A couple ways to get a hold of us. We'll have our Happy Life Gardens poll question up on our Facebook page at Good Morning NOCO. Text the J9 Agency's text line 888-530-0043. Call us at 970-353-1310. 619, it's Good Morning NOCO on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Morning, NOCO. Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Well, this water that we've been getting has been fantastic. Almost 9 inches of rain here in Greeley. The farmers I know are rejoicing for it. And the general consensus, Brian, from all the farmers that I talk to is it's almost too good to be true, this rain that we've been getting, because we've never seen anything like this. This has been one of the wettest starts to a summertime ever. And that's what everyone's like, no, it's going to dry up. Like, we know those hot spells are coming. And when you're still irrigating out there, there's no better way to do it than with a Rinky sprinkler on your farm. Thanks to Alliance Irrigation. With 8-year warranty on drivetrain retros, Alliance Irrigation doesn't just say they're the best. They prove it time and time again. Call Mario and Destiny at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
A lot of moisture coming up from the ground today. There is some thick fog. If you're just getting up and rolling through Greeley, in the actual city of Greeley,
right,
we have just thick, dense fog out there. Tanner was saying it wasn't as bad coming in from the east. That could be moving out that way as well. But just know if you're starting to roll in and you see, what is it? It's fog. And it is dense. The kind that even within the city, you can't see, at least I couldn't, barely a block ahead of me.
No, that's the same way that it's been this morning. So add some extra time. We'll have a traffic update for you here in just a couple of minutes. But let's dive into our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Do you have an iPhone or an Android, and why? Do you have an iPhone or Android, and why? I've got an iPhone for the mere basic reason that I hate green text messages. I do not like them.
Nobody
I don't
knows
like
what
seeing
you're
the
about.
Delivered. Oh, you know that if you're texting somebody like, if I could just think of somebody else, the Angel, there's no delivered, there's no red, there's no, it's just green to an Android. iPhone, when you and I text, they're blue back and forth. I like the blue better than the green. What about you, Brian?
Can't say I ever noticed there was really a difference. This was just pointed out to me within the last week or so when you were complaining about it, I believe.
Yes.
And I don't care what the hell color your message coming in is. That does not affect my day in any way whatsoever.
So why do you
or alter where I'm going to get my phone?
Why do you have an iPhone then?
Because it was the one I got when I first started, and I'm not one to change if I don't have to. All my crap was in there, all my music, all that stuff, so I've just...
All my crap was in there.
Yeah, so I just continued to roll with it. I didn't want to put a little wrinkle into anything. Everything seemed to be working fine. I haven't had any problems, so I'll just keep it going. Yeah, I know I'm in an Apple cult suddenly, but I don't have an Apple computer. I don't have any of that stuff. All my other stuff is, bought and sold and found. And, this has been a good phone, but I just still am baffled that we're paying thousands of dollars for a phone.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm one that, there's a lot of people, as soon as the newest and greatest is out.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
No, I don't either. As long as mine makes phone calls and sends text messages and...
get into a couple apps.
That's all I need. That's all I need on my phone. Teresa saying Android, that's all I know. Never been an Apple person. And I feel like that's kind of where you're at. You were kind of born into this one way or the other.
I guess I didn't really know there were alternatives. I think maybe my first flip phone.
Yeah. Yeah, for
that
sure.
Was something different. But when I got into these, I had an iPhone, so I've just stayed with it because it seems like it would be easier to do.
Do you ever kind of wish we just never got away from flip phones?
Hell yes.
I
do that every time, and then I look at how many times that I, for somebody who hates technology, actually uses the damn thing to look something up.
But is it something that you would need to look up, or is it something that's like, that's not incredibly important?
It's usually weather or traffic for
me. That's true.
That's it. And I think those are highly advantageous.
We've got you covered
but
there.
You can put it in. Yes, you can listen to us or you can have one of those in your car, too.
They're starting to go. There's now a new smartphone flip phone. Have you seen those?
I have.
The Samsung ones. So what are the there's Apple, Android, Samsung. There's like a Google phone now.
But aren't all of those Androids? I thought it was basically Apple or an Android. An Android is just anything that isn't an iPhone, was my thought.
I thought an Android was its own. Hey, I don't know. Let's talk to an Android user. Angel, why do you have an Android?
Because I never wanted an iPhone.
Why?
I didn't like the interface of it. I didn't like that they seem to break every time you use them. The charging cords are not very reliable. They're incredibly ridiculously expensive for a phone that does everything my phone does.
Well, no, Androids probably do more.
That, though.
Yeah.
Androids. I don't know. In like middle school, everyone I knew had an iPhone, and everyone had their own, colorful OtterBox cases, and it was all the same thing. I didn't want to be a part of the same thing.
That's what you're going to see a lot of. And this surprised me just a little bit. This is according to bankmycell.com. Android continues to reign in the global market with a 71.65% market share in quarter one. I thought iPhone for sure would dominate.
Android's a much bigger category because it's all those other ones. So
yeah, iOS has 27.71% of the mobile operating system users. So, but don't you know more people who have iPhones than Androids?
I honestly, I don't pry into the personal matters of that.
The personal matters. Hey, what phone do you have? Do you like it?
Yeah, that's really none of my damn business. I try to stay out of those things.
Well, everyone's like, oh, the Androids are way more powerful than this and that. I'm like, that'd be great if I was smart enough to know how to use that crap.
What power am I needing?
Right. To get it, open Google and say, hey.
If I touch it and my granddaughter shows up, hey, that worked.
Who sings this song that I'm hearing right now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all the important things.
Yeah, Siri. Does Android have a Siri type thing where you can talk to your phone? Is that just Alexa?
It's either Alexa or Bixby. but I never
Bixby. What the hell's a Bixby?
It's Siri.
So you could say, hey, Bixby.
I could, but it's not set up on my phone.
Wow. Do you have your I've never heard of Bixby.
Do you have your Hey Siri set up?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You talk into your phone a lot.
I do. I can't type. I mean, that's these thumbs and every I need the voice thing.
Yeah, that's what we want to know.
And then I have to look and make sure that it understood what I was saying.
Right. And then by that point, you probably should have just typed it out.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Do you have an iPhone or Android?
How do you like
Android?
Your eggs?
iPhone or Android, and why? I'm curious about this.
I'm curious about the why, too, Tanner.
I am. Because there's, how much critical thinking do we do when we go to buy our phones? Probably not a whole lot, right?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's just like, hey, it's easier just to go in there. Because they make it so damn complicated to try and switch or even upgrade. Or the plan would, well, if you do jump on this plan, you've got this much data and this and that.
Like, we'll have to clear it through our masters first.
Right.
To see if you can leave the iPhone cult.
Yes.
Put on this white jumpsuit.
And I feel like both you're in a cult, and I want to know why we're, like, I've been tagging along in this cult since I got a phone, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here. So I want to hear some reasoning behind it.
Yeah, that'd be great. So let's hear about your iPhone or Android. We're going to throw down. I had a different question.
Today.
He stole it, and he went with iPhone or Android. I wanted to know how you like your eggs.
I'm a filtration.
There's so many different options.
I'm a filtration
so
system.
So many ways to go. Your filtration system. No,
Brian
you're not.
Brings three. But, I'm the filtration system.
No, you are not the filtration system. But speaking of that, WaterPros offers the best in water filtration for less. WaterPros products made right here in the USA where you get great eggs that you can have served any way, any morning. Apple Pros, how about Water Pros in Appleton, Wisconsin, was what I was trying to say. I knew there was an apple involved. Anyway, they've got a great deal for KFK listeners with a free under-the-sink drinking water filter, free with purchase of a whole house softener conditioner. That is Water Pros. Be sure to check them out today. Now, we'll get back to Good Morning NoCo in just a minute. Welcome back in, 6:35, 25 in front of 7 o'clock. Good morning, NoCo. We're in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Thanks for joining us this morning. It could be a repeat of weather from yesterday where it could look like we're going to be getting something, and you might get a little bit, you might not. But things down here are supposed to cook up even more tomorrow. Now, we do have the chance of showers and thunderstorms, but a better chance tomorrow and Thursday of that working its way in.
Did you get some rain last night?
I don't know.
I mean, like, said around 7 o'clock.
I don't know.
I do not know.
I didn't have anything open. That was yesterday. I don't really remember. It seemed like it might have. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, when my pizza got there, it was.
There you go.
It was raining. Yeah, it's all coming back to me.
I had all the windows open in my place because I still haven't turned the air conditioner on. And at this rate, I may not have to until July. But
it's true.
I was sitting there and I'm watching a show and I'm like, is it raining again? It's just crazy, dude. I mean, it feels like we live in Seattle. This is just insane. I'm not used to all this rain that we're getting. Everything's so wet when you walk outside now.
Well, if we were in Seattle, we'd have already gotten rid of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's factually true. That is factually accurate. Let's get to a couple.
I'm hoping for big things this year.
Couple of responses on the J9 agency text line.
Oh, really? On the Android and iPhone thing?
Yes.
What are we getting, Tanner?
Hey Bixby or hey Google, who the hell is Alexa? I'm with Angel. iPhone is elitist. How is iPhone? Do you feel that, like, iPhone's elitist? Why? I don't understand that. Just because everybody.
It's all the celebrities use. It's all the influencers use it.
How in the hell do you know what the celebrities use it for their phone?
Because they're not using Androids.
How do you know this?
Because it's just look. Just go get a screenshot from the Kardashian show. They're all using iPhone.
Hey Siri. I'm just kidding.
I guess I could never. I can't tell by looking. I mean,
no.
I don't
you can tell because they don't have cases on their phones.
Why do people?
Because they're rich enough. If I drop my phone, I can just buy a new one.
I always have a case in my phone.
I was talking about the celebrities and such. They don't.
They don't have the OtterBox?
No, they don't do because they have money. If I drop my phone, I'll just buy a new one.
In 2022, Kim Kardashian had an iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Okay, I'll get rid of mine. I didn't know that. I don't know.
I didn't know that either.
Why is that written somewhere?
I don't know. MrAberthon.com. Technology advice. She posted a few pictures of herself taking a selfie on Instagram recently. Had one.
Another reason I'd originally had it was for the camera. For the camera and the editing.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. The cameras on the Androids are so bad. Everything's all pixelated.
They've probably gotten pretty good now.
They haven't caught up to iPhone, I don't believe, yet.
I don't know. I don't spend any time with an Android in my hand. I don't... I wouldn't know. I don't have anything to go back and forth and compare.
Android, because texter from the 970, Android, because I want my phone to do what I want it to do, not what Crapple dictates. Nice. Nice little dig at Apple there. But what does that mean? What do you mean by that? Like, what does Apple dictate what I can do on my phone?
I have no idea.
I don't get it either.
No, I feel free.
I do. Trust me. If I didn't, I wouldn't have this phone. I just like the operating system. I know how to use these. I know how to manage them.
Which is why most people stay, because if you started with one and you know how to use it, and you've got your stuff there, you keep it there.
Do the Androids still have like the little box of dots, and you have to connect the dots for the password or to unlock it?
You can do that. You can do just your face. You can do just a passcode.
Oh, so they did finally catch up with the whole...
Same as an iPhone.
Face thing, yeah. Yeah.
Mine has a passcode and my face.
There are people who are really like dead set on, if you don't have the same type of phone as me, I hate you. And I don't understand that. That's a little...
That's a little extreme.
Well, Android users are often looked at as like, it's the cheaper option of the two. This phone I bought was not cheap.
No, I'm sure not. No,
the whole Android iPhone debate is that iPhones are the premier bougie. If you're anybody, you have an iPhone. If not, you're just a cheapo.
That's weird. I've never thought that once.
Oh, I've heard that.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just kind of got one, and then I was like, okay, I'll just keep upgrading this one. How long have you had that phone for? Do you even know what phone? Like, that used to be all the rage of, oh, you've got the iPhone 13 or this, that. We need to get a break. 6:40 the time. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and weather center.
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
All right, gang. Today, you will be trying to guess the celebrity birthdays, Tanner.
Yay.
It's you and Angel Day today. Today, the 6th day of June. Today is D-Day. This is when we honor those who fought on the beaches of Normandy. That iconic opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, really, I think, more than any film that I've ever seen, brings home and makes you feel that. And some vets that I've visited too have said the same thing. This is historical day, a reminder of the day that the troops of Allied forces staged one of the most pivotal attacks against Germany during World War II. So we remember that today. It is World Pest Day today. Raise awareness of pest man. No, don't look at me, you jerk. That's it. Mosquito Joe's going to need some more spray.
I think so.
All right.
I've asked them about it. They haven't had an easy solution.
There's no anti-Brian virus.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right. But it is Pest Awareness Day, and if you've got them, you're aware of it. All right. There's no surprise there. It's National Eyewear Day today. The importance of having good eye health and comprehensive eye exams. I definitely need to do that. I need contacts back.
I've got an eye appointment this week. I don't know. My fiance set it up. But I've told you a lot. I've been struggling with my eyes.
Yeah, it's nothing to mess around with. It really isn't. Today is National Higher Education Day, preparing people towards that higher education degree or wherever it is you may want to take it.
I was just trying to hang up my diploma from UNC. That's the dumbest piece of wood I've ever seen, how they set that up on the back.
Oh, is that why it was laying on the front deck? Because I thought everything's hung up except this
for
Tanner.
Yeah, except for Tanner's diploma.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where was that? All right, that's good to know. But yeah,
it's at the new reception desk.
Good, okay. Good. Yeah, I've got no idea how to hang that thing.
All right.
Teach meant that to me when I was there.
It's National Drive-In Movie Day today. First drive-in theater opened in 1933. Now, there's still been one at Fort Collins. I've heard rumors. I don't know whether that's closing or not. I had heard something along those lines.
I think Holiday Twin, right? Yeah. Holiday Twin. It's opening back up for this summer.
It is.
It is.
That is great to hear. I used to love going to the drive-in movie.
I think it's a little overrated. It's like, hey, I get to watch a movie that I can't see very well, and I get a couple bug bites along the way.
But there are some places that have made it so they theme some of the
games,
snacks,
cool.
Things like that around what they're showing. It's National Gardening Exercise Day today to get those benefits of gardening. Woo! I really, really worked up a sweat. I was out there, I planted a pea. It's National Yo-Yo Day today. You ever been any good at that?
No.
Mine's a yo.
Yeah.
I can't get it to yo back.
I can get one, and that's about it.
I'm guessing, Angel, can you do a yo-yo?
Yeah.
You doing all right? Any tricks? Yeah. Any cool tricks?
No tricks, but I can do the basics.
Yeah, I've always struggled with that.
Yeah, me too.
It's National Applesauce Cake Day today. Sounds good. Yeah. Russian Language Day. It's National Day of Sweden. There
nice.
You go. I like the Swedes.
Don't make any decisions today. Just stay neutral.
Sweden joke. All right, here we go. Famous birthdays today. Let's see how we do. All right, guys. You're in this together.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, I'm just trying to get to the top here. Here we go. All right. Robert Englund.
Yes. The original Freddy Krueger.
That is correct. He is 76 years old today. Actually, he appeared in an episode of Stranger Things, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was he was Vecna's original victim, the kid that he got possessed by.
Right. That is correct. You move on to the next round.
Nice.
Do you know who actor Harvey Fierstein is?
No.
All right. Didn't think you would. Next up, comedian Sandra Bernhard. 68 years old today. No.
Nope.
Comedian Colin Quinn.
Oh, why does that sound so damn familiar?
Colin Quinn used to be on Saturday Night Live. Yes.
Oh, he was the dude.
He used to do Weekend Update.
Yeah. Yeah.
You going to take that one?
I saw his face and knew him really well, so yeah.
Yeah, what the heck. Actor Jason Isaacs.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Lucius Malfoy.
Was he really?
Harry Potter.
There you go. I don't know what that is. Paul Giamatti.
Yes. Paul. Yes. Yes.
We'll just go with yes.
Big Fat Liar.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. He's the show Billions, and
he's a little.
Been,
I'm blue. Na, 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 na. Yeah. I know it. Never go.
Wow, that was weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Angel knew what I was talking about right there.
All right, here we go. Singer Gary U.S. Bonds is 84 years old today. You're not going to know him.
No, fantastic name, though.
It's a great name. Country singer Joe Stampley used to record with Mo Bandy. 80 years old today.
Nope. Nope.
Jazz pianist Monty Alexander is 79 today. How about singer Dwight Twilley? I love this guy.
No.
Oh, he did some music with Tom Petty. They had a song called Girls.
Huh?
Yeah, he had 10,000 American scuba divers dancing. Great stuff. I love that. Record producer and musician Jimmy Jam.
No.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis together produced Janet Jackson. They were in The Time with Morris Day. 64 today, actor Amanda Pays.
Mm-mm.
64. How about guitarist Steve Vai?
God, that sounds familiar.
63 today. Steve Vai, he's been in so many bands. And everybody's one. He's one of the great guitar players of all time. Singer Tom Araya of Slayer, 62 years old today. Who else do we have? Actor Max Casella. Doogie Howser. Now, let's see. Who else do we have here? Country singer Lisa Brokop. I remember her. 50 today. Uncle Cracker.
I do know Uncle Cracker.
All right. He is 49 years old today. This would have been more exciting if I had set a actual line for you guys to try to get at.
We're at 5, which is pretty decent for
Sonia us. Sonia Walger of Lost is 43.
Never seen it.
No. Stacey Keenan. of My Two Dads is 48. Jazz singer Somi is 47. And Aubrey Anderson Emmons of Modern Family is 16. Any other birthdays?
I got nothing. Birthdays from you, Angel? Nothing?
No, can't save a Hallmark here. I got to wait a couple days. My brother's is coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's five for us today. If it is your birthday, a very happy birthday to you.
And congratulations. That was a good showing.
I'll take the five right there. 6:54 the time. Let's get to the outfeed mill. Cattle market update. .658 the time on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, Angel Padilla. We make up Good Morning NOCO, presented by Hair Solutions. Coming up in hour number two, we'll have news for Northern Colorado. I'll jump into some of that. Talking about Poudre School District and Colorado State University have a partnership that is coming up that is really, really cool. So we'll talk a little bit about that. 7:35, Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest, will join us as well. Get the latest on the economic news that is happening around Northern Colorado. I know they've got some really cool downtown days that they're doing. They're doing a spotlight and a feature on all the downtown areas around Northern Colorado, Greeley, Windsor, Fort Collins.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to see downtowns take off.
I know. And this, you know? They're showing the pros and cons of each of them. So it's a very cool thing that he's working on over at BizWest. So all that and much, much more coming up right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.